Thank you, Mr. Chair. As mentioned in our previous intervention, Israel found the program of work to be useful in our preparation for this GGE meeting, including on the issue of possible options for addressing challenges posed by emerging technologies in the areas of laws. At the outset, Israel would like to reiterate its position that the CCW is the appropriate forum to deal with emerging technologies in the area of laws, as was reflected in Article J of the possible guiding principles of the 2018 GGE report. The substantial achievement of the 2018 GGE in the form of possible guiding principles should serve as a solid basis for furthering discussion of this forum on laws. In this regard, it is important to remain within the objectives and purposes of the CCW and continue seeking to strike balance between legitimate military necessity and humanitarian considerations. In reference to the proposed approaches elaborated in the program of work, Israel reaffirms its belief that there is a need for a prudent and incremental approach. In response to intervention by some delegations calling for a preemptive ban in the form of legally binding instrument, our belief is that this option is not fitted to the complexity of the subject matter at hand and will be counterproductive. It is our belief that CCW's high contracting parties should continue with the path of meaningful discussions, which have already promoted greater understanding of laws, including their future implications, associated challenges, and potential benefits, as described in interventions as well as working papers of various delegations. Discussions thus far in the framework of the GGE have already produced an ambitious product in the form of the possible guiding principles. In our view, such future discussions of the GGE have the potential to achieve further progress and narrow the gap between national positions, including on ways to continue addressing the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws. GGE discussions could include the issue of national legal reviews of weapons, including future laws, regarding which we have made numerous interventions in the course of previous meetings of this GGE. In our view, there seemed to be an understanding among delegations that, as with any other new weapon, each future laws should be subject to the law of armed conflict and that laws should undergo national legal reviews. Discussing good practices that could aid high contracting parties in improving or establishing their own national procedures for weapons review may be a positive path to follow. Such practices should be sufficiently flexible and able to acknowledge different types of national review models so that parties that have yet to establish their own national procedures can take inspiration from the various available models of legal review and adopt variations that best suit their own national systems. These discussions may be a possible next step in conformity with Articles D of the possible guiding principles. I thank you.